Welcome to the Seed Pod for Beginners. I'm Miss Ashley, and I'm so glad you are here with me today as we sing and learn about God through nature and the Bible. Heavenly Father, please bless all the boys and girls who've joined us today. Help us to learn so much more about you and come close to Jesus. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Springtime brings so many flowers. It is one way that God shows his love for us. Let's sing, God Makes Roses.
God makes roses grow in my garden. He loves me. God makes roses grow in my garden. I love him. God makes tulips grow in my garden. He loves me. God makes tulips grow in my garden.
Our next song is Growing, Growing, Getting Bigger. What kinds of things grow? Plants grow, flowers, vegetables, trees, animals, people. Growing, growing, as we get bigger, let's grow to be like Jesus.
Growing, growing, getting bigger, Jesus grew like you and me. Growing, growing, getting bigger, Jesus grew like you and me.
Growing, growing, getting bigger, Jesus grew like you and me.
Growing, growing, getting bigger, Jesus grew like you and me.
It's time for a fun fruit activity. Vegetables help us stay healthy. Different color vegetables give our bodies different good things that we need. So we're going to play a little game. I'm going to describe some vegetables, and you try to guess which one it is. Are you ready? Which veggie is green, and it looks kind of like a tree?
Broccoli.
Yes, broccoli, one of my favorites.
Ooh, yum. I like that.
Now there's another one. It looks kind of like a tree, kind of like broccoli, but this one is all white. Do you know what it's called?
Cauliflower.
It's cauliflower. Which one is long and skinny and orange and crunchy?
Carrots.
Yes, carrots. Which veggie is really small? They're little green circles and they grow in pods. Oh, this is a lot of people's favorite. Those are peas. What kind of veggie is leafy and green, and you use it in salad?
Lettuce.
Lettuce. Let's try a couple more. Can you think of a red, round vegetable that's really soft and yummy?
Tomatoes.
Good, tomatoes. All right, last one. I grew these ones in my garden this year, and it was so much fun. This one is an orange vegetable. Normally grows in the fall, and you can make a pie out of this one, and some people like to carve them. What is it?
A dash of pumpkin.
Pumpkin! Thanks for playing. Our story today is about fruits and vegetables that grew really, really big, and lots of it in a very special city. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus, for our Bible stories. Please help us to learn more about you and how much you love us. We love you, Jesus. Amen. Do you remember the name of Jesus' special helper we talked about last week? Moses. Moses and Jesus' people were walking to their new home. Every day they got closer and closer. Then Jesus talked to Moses. Choose 12 brave men to go look at that country, Jesus said. What kind of men? Brave men. So 12 spies went on a trip. They looked all around. Can you look all around your room? Look all around. The people in that country were giants. What are giants? Really, really big people. And the walls of the city, they were really high. They also saw lots of beautiful trees, fields with grass, and wonderful food. The spies picked a huge bunch of grapes to take back. It was very heavy. It was so heavy that it took two men just to carry one bunch of grapes. Yum! When the spies got back, they talked to all the people. The spies told about the good food. They told about the beautiful green trees and the big fields. Then, 10 of the 12 spies started talking about the giants. They said, "They are too strong for us, and the walls are too high and too strong." Now the people were afraid. "What should we do?" they asked. Most of the people believed the 10 spies. They forgot how strong Jesus really is. This made Jesus really sad. Hardly anyone believed the 2 brave spies, but 2 of the 12 spies were sure that Jesus would help them. These men were named Caleb and Joshua. Which ones should they have believed? Did they forget how strong Jesus is? Did they forget he sent them food in the desert and made water come out of a rock? Now Jesus couldn't take them to their new home. He would wait many years and take their children with the 2 brave spies instead. Jesus wanted the people to trust him. He wants you to trust him too. He is stronger than all of our problems, and he will help us. It's memory verse time! Our memory verse today is Numbers 14, verse 9. Do not rebel against the Lord. We say, do not, you can shake your finger. Do not. Rebel, you can make fist and hit your hands together like fighting. Rebel. Against the Lord, you can point up to the Lord. Do not rebel against the Lord. Numbers 14, 9. Now let's say it together. Do not.
Do not.
Rebel.
Rebel.
Against.
Against.
The Lord.
The Lord.
Numbers.
Numbers.
14.
14.
9.
9.
Let's pray together. I'll say the prayer and then you can repeat after me. Dear Jesus.
Dear Jesus.
Please help us.
Please help us.
Remember how strong you are.
Remember how strong you are.
Help us be ready.
Help us be ready.
When you come.
When you come.
To take us to our home.
Take us to our home.
In heaven.
In heaven.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Our closing song is My God is So Great. Enjoy singing this one with us. Sing along.
So strong and so mighty, there's nothing my God cannot do. My God is so great, so strong and so mighty, there's nothing my God cannot do. The mountains are His, the rivers are His, the stars are His handiwork too. My God is so great, so strong and so mighty, there's nothing my God cannot do.
The Bible study material used in today's devotional podcast was used with permission from My Bible First. If you'd like your own copy, go to mybiblefirst.org. To download today's coloring picture and for more programs like these, check out the description box below and visit our website, startingwithjesus.com.